This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. During this flu outbreak, some of us get on airplanes with 3-ounce bottles of hand sanitizer in each pocket. But frequent traveler Mark Orlowski is a stickler during the best of times. He's normally the boss at a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute in Boston. But he's always on the road, where he doesn't just try to minimize the cost of travel. He tries to maximize his health.
For me, you know, first of all, air quality is key. I really try to avoid staying at any hotels that don't have windows that open. Unfortunately, many new hotels are being built where literally you can't open the window. I really try and avoid that because, you know, many hotels will use air fresheners or chemical cleaners in the rooms. And then when you sort of add the fact that there's no way to get some fresh air or breeze into the room to sort of clear out those smells, I've had times with my girlfriend who has chemical sensitivities, we've had to check in and immediately check back out of the hotel because we just couldn't stay there. She would become sick almost instantly walking into the room.
Also, when you're on the road, you got to watch what you eat. Are you picky about that?
I mean, whenever you can, eating sort of as many fresh veggies and some fruit and so forth is really key. If I'm going to be somewhere for more than 24 hours, I'm going to be somewhere for a few days or staying in a place that maybe has a kitchen or even a kitchenette, I'll often head actually over to the supermarket. And that's another reason why, you know, if I'm staying somewhere for more than a day or two, I often think about or consider, you know, a house type of option, an Airbnb option.
The ironies abound when it comes to not getting sick when you're on the road. When I ate the goat head in Rwanda, true story, I was fine. But when I had the street meat from a cart here in Manhattan, things didn't go quite as well. So I guess, you know, some of these rules probably apply even when you're not on the road.
It's a matter of just trying to, you know, plan ahead where you can. I think a lot of folks also don't think to, you know, email a hotel or email their Airbnb host, for example, ahead of time.
Well, it could be an opportunity for an entrepreneur. Let you know what kinds of cleaning products are used in various hotels, how loud the hotels are. Is there a in-wall air conditioner?
That would. You know, another thing, though, surprisingly, right, most major hotel chains and also Airbnb, for that matter, have no actually way to save your preference related to sort of either requesting eco-friendly cleaning products or avoiding chemical cleaners and air fresheners. So that's a kind of a surprising thing. It seems like something that the hotels chains could look at, that Airbnb could look at, and would really make, I think, everyone's life a little bit better.
Mark Orlowski's actual job is founder of a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute, but he travels a lot for work and has become quite a pro at this. Mark, always good to talk to you.
Great talking with you, David.